Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of January 4th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Want to welcome our January patron, Dominic. Thank you so much. I believe, Dominic, you've been a patron before, so welcome back. Thank you so much for being our January patron. You're going to get a shout-out all month long, so we really appreciate the support. And yeah, welcome to 2021, everybody. We're here. We made it. Gamers In content will be returning. We took a week off. It was a nice break. I will always miss the podcast because they're a fun time to catch up with friends and talk about video games. But I did enjoy sort of reclaiming some of my evenings to spend with the family and also play, yes, a bunch of video games. I hope everybody had a really great holidays, a great Christmas. You opened some video game type stuff. Personally, I've been playing a lot of Cyberpunk 2077 on Xbox. I do plan to chat about that game again at some point. I really think that, yes, the game has problems, and I've had this chat with my co-host on Dungeons & Diapers, Crofton, about how, and I am definitely guilty of this, every time someone talks about Cyberpunk, they always mention, like, it has issues, but here are the things I'm enjoying. So I would really like to get to a point where I will discuss it on the show and be like, okay, we've covered all that stuff, that very warranted discussions about the quality of the game and the issues at release and the refund situation, blah, 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 blah. But let's talk about the game. And I think, yes, there are folks that I really respect that have bounced off the game, you know, not in that it's a bad game, but just it's not for them. But personally for me, like, what I love about open world sort of RPG type games is I really need the story and the characters and also the player character to really suck me in. And especially now with less time to play video games. So for me, like, if you don't present me a character that I'm controlling in an interesting light and the combat's fun and the characters I'm constantly interacting with are interesting, I quickly fall off. I don't come back to it. But I had this problem with was another first person RPG. It was Outer Worlds, and your character was silent. You were the silent protagonist, and a lot of the other characters were interesting, but there weren't enough of them to kind of keep me going. All the planets were kind of disjointed, so you were constantly meeting new people, but really, like, you'd meet maybe one cool character every once in a while, and then you'd move away from them, or they'd join your party, which was really cool. But for the most part, the characters really didn't do it for me in that one. But in Cyberpunk 2077, I think they've really done a great job at building out these core characters that are really interesting to revisit throughout the game. Johnny Silverhand, I'm not a, like, Keanu Reeves, when I heard Keanu Reeves was in the game, it's like, oh, that's really cool. A lot of people lost their shit about it, but for me, it was like, oh man, that is neat. I look forward to seeing how they do. And I think Keanu Reeves' character of Johnny Silverhand works really well. And the dynamic between V and Johnny Silverhand and the predicament they are both in is kind of interesting. It sets up this weird doomsday clock for your character, which I'm not like Jocelyn, like I can completely ignore it and just go about my business. Like, yeah, of course I got to do all these side quests, even though, and I don't know if the game is trying to tell me to move on or if Johnny Silverhand disagrees with my choices, but sometimes in the game I'll just be doing like a random side quest and all of a sudden my character V will just double over in pain and be like, oh god, oh no, you know, and the relic malfunction is happening. I don't know if that's like, if you get 20 of these, you die forever, or if it's just like this visual, you know, poke to be like, hey, maybe go back to the main quest and progress so you don't die, okay? Because your character is dying throughout the game. But I am finding the fun in the game. I'm really enjoying it. I've sort of specced stealth, cyber hacky pistols with a side of blades, and I think I'm really starting to get the hang of the stealth hacking, and that's where I'm really having a lot of fun. Like, I completed my first encounter, like, completely stealthed, completely just hacking my way through, and it was a lot of fun. So I'm enjoying it, and I think really I'm playing a lot of it because I'm playing on console, and I don't know, like I'm sitting at a desk now. I sit at a desk for work all day. I'm constantly looking at a computer screen. I don't think it's specifically the office. I think it's just a computer screen in front of my face that I'm not really interested in. I want to sit back on a couch, watch it on the TV, listen to it through the soundbar, and yeah, like, no, I'm not going to do it. I was going to go there, but I'm not. I'm enjoying my time with Cyberpunk 2077, and I look forward to playing more, and I look forward to what CD Projekt Red does with the game going forward, because I think if there is any developer that is, you know, capable of salvaging this situation, it is them. I think we'll see some fun stuff out of them with this game. They supported The Witcher 3 like crazy. The Witcher 3 got a lot of like performance patches. They got like a year one sort of complete overhaul of a lot of stuff. So I remember that pretty fondly when they did that. Other stuff, I picked up Super Meat Boy Forever, which is the sequel to Super Meat Boy. I got a review code for it on the Switch, and I've been playing that. And I'm having fun with it. It's a lot of fun. It just came out over the holidays. I was not a big Super Meat Boy fan because I'm terrible at those games. But this Forever one is kind of more of like an auto runner. It kind of reminds me of like a Puzzle Cannibalt, if you remember that game from early iPhone. And yeah, Super Meat Boy Forever is on Switch and PC. I think it's exclusive to the Epic Game Store. And I'm really enjoying it on Switch. I think I'm on the final of four sort of maps, and it consists of you auto running through a level, and you have to kind of jump to avoid obstacles and stuff, but there's also like slide kicks and punches, so you kind of have to get the movements right to continue moving and avoiding obstacles. So you're like punching to take out an enemy, but that's also extending your jump across a chasm. You're sliding underneath of like saw blades and stuff, but you're also like sliding to take out enemies too. And there's a lot of different mechanics. Like each world kind of introduces some new thing to deal with. Not on top of everything else you've seen, but just something unique to that world. So, and the bosses are really cool. So I'll talk about that. I'm hoping to get a little more time into it before our show on Tuesday. I mentioned we're doing a show this week. I also picked up Hades on the Switch. That was my Christmas pickup, my Christmas game. I got an eShop card in my stocking, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go redeem this. I'm going to pick up Hades on Switch. And again, mentioning my Dungeons & Diapers co-host, Crofton, he gave me, rightfully so, a little like note about how we did not talk about Hades on our Game of the Year episode. And that was because I picked it up on PC. I've had it for a while since Early Access. And I love the game, but for some reason, just being on my PC, I wasn't playing it a lot. So I picked it up on Switch, and I've been playing it like crazy since Christmas. And I actually finally, for the first time, beat Hades and got out of the underworld. I won't spoil anything else, but spoiler alert, when you beat Hades, you get out of the underworld. And yeah, that's all thanks to cross-save. You know, I just wanted to... I wanted to support the developers, so I picked it up on Switch. I had purchased the game on PC a long time ago, so I was happy to pick it up again. Yeah, so I'm actually probably going to play it, keep playing and keep going, and I'm looking forward to that. And they add a whole new system once you finish Hades for the first time, so I'm really looking forward to testing that out. We got some news, not a lot of news for Gamers Inn, because honestly, it's the holiday, it was the holiday, so it's been pretty quiet, but the one news story I did pull out today was that The Elder Scrolls is rumored to be the next game getting a Netflix adaptation. That is probably going to be huge for Joss and I. We're both big, big Elder Scrolls fans. That would be interesting, to say the least. I think that if you were to do an Elder Scrolls TV series, you could have a lot of fun with that. You could do a lot of different worlds and locations and ages and stuff. So I would, and this would be like a fully fledged video game thing, unlike The Witcher, which is more based on the books. So looking forward to seeing where this goes. I think Bethesda had the last news we heard from Bethesda from a property being adapted. It was Fallout on Amazon Prime, if I'm remembering that correctly. So the fact that Elder Scrolls will go to Netflix is kind of interesting. They're kind of shopping out their IP there. For Summoner's Call, moving over to the Fire Emblem Heroes side of things, we did wrap up Lin's route in Blazing Blade for Game Club. So we talked about that on the episode that will be posted alongside this mini. So you can get that on the feed as you're listening to this. We are going to be starting our first Game Club playthrough of 2021 for Three Houses. I should reword that. We're going to be starting Three Houses, our first Three Houses Game Club, and the winner of our Extra Life vote is Claude. So we had our Extra Life donors pick who we, what route we would take in Three Houses for Game Club. So we will be ringing in the new year with Claude playthrough starting. I think we're going, our first night, our first episode where we discuss it will be the week of the 18th. So in 2 weeks, we will start our Game Club. Next week, next episode, our second episode of 2021, we'll have a look back at 2020, talking about our favorite heroes and our favorite heroes. So mythic, special, new, resplendent, all that fun stuff. So we'll be breaking that down and just sort of gushing over our favorite heroes that were added to the game in 2020. Yeah, so in terms of upcoming video games, January is pretty light, obviously, as we look to confirm releases for 2021. But you've got Hitman 3 coming to pretty much everything on January 20th, including the Switch, which is interesting. Stronghold Warlords coming to PC on January 26th. The Medium is coming to Xbox Series X and S and PC on January 28th. And the Yakuza Remastered Collection is coming to Xbox One and PC on January 28th. Again, that's a partial list. Probably going to have more as companies start making announcements, but I would expect to see some big details coming for sort of the pre-spring launches. March is always a big month, so look forward to those announcements coming up. All right, be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.